You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In a fire, Long Island's number one pro wrestling broadcast, and basically becoming the nation's number one pro wrestling broadcast, only here at Village Connection Radio at Rockstar Studios. At the helm is none other than the owner, the superstar, Mr. Jim Savelli.
Jimbo!
What up?
And to my right is none other than the star of the show, Jimmy Farrow.
Yo!
And our special guest, back for round two, people.
Round two.
Ding, ding.
Former rocker and WWE superstar, Marty Jannetty. You want to give the credentials to Mr. Jannetty?
All right. Yeah, all right. Oh, my God. Wow. Hell hath frozen over.
That was better than that girl last night.
What?
There you go.
Oy, oy, oy. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, our distinguished guest, Marty Jannetty, born Frederick Martin Jannetty. Oh, well, that's true. You didn't have a say in it. February 3rd, 1960. American retired professional wrestler. Are you retired?
A retired.
In a career spanning more than three decades, he's worked for the promotions including WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment, American Wrestling Association, World Championship Wrestling, and Extreme Championship Wrestling. Has won a total of 20 championships. This is where I get dizzy. American Wrestling Association. Tag Team Champions two times of the world with Shawn Michaels. Central States Wrestling. He's got several things going on here. Central States Heavyweight Championship two times. Tag Team Championship how many times? Five times. Tommy Rogers twice. Bob Brown and Shawn Michaels.
Embarrassing.
Jeez, man. You must have gotten exhausted. Central Which State one? TV Champion. CWA. I remember them. AWA Southern Tag Team Championship two times with that guy, Shawn Michaels. Mm-hmm. There he is again.
He's the other rocker.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated, ranked number 13 of our, we love top five, you know, PWI 500, ranked number 13. What year was this? 1993. Ranked number 33 in the top 100 tag teams of the PWI years. Should be higher on this, too. Yeah, what's 13, going on here? Instead of 32?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you're not that upset about it.
Mistreatment.
Oh, a little bit. All right. Then we got the match of the year.
Everybody's always mistreating you, brother.
What's going on?
You need to be careful.
Yeah. You. Okay. Oh, my God. Already? We just started. Anyway, 1993.
Wait, hold on. I'm not trying to disrespect you, bro. I'm just saying.
What is it?
You're not going to this time.
Oh, my God. I'm getting nervous already. Look, listen. 1993 match of the year versus Shawn Michaels. On Monday Night Raw, May 17th. I'm not done reading the resume. Okay. No brawling until I'm done. All right?
No brawling.
What else do we got here? Worldwide Wrestling Alliance. There, too, he was over there. World Wrestling Federation. World Wrestling Federation Intercontinental Championship, as we know. And World Wrestling Federation Tag Team Championship with the 1-2-3 Kid, one of my all-time... Yeah. Yeah, whatever. I mean, X-Pac, way cooler. Anyway, what are you going to do? Wrestling Observer Newsletter, Tag Team of the Year, 1989, with Shawn Michaels. Ladies and gentlemen, hell has frozen over. This is the rocker, Marty Jannetty.
MJ.
All right.
You know how we do it, though. Rocking and rolling, strutting, strolling, slamming, jamming, moving, grooving.
Yep. That pretty much sums that up, folks. Mike, what do you got? Let's get this ball rolling.
So, Marty, welcome back to New York, my friend. How's it going?
Good, brother.
Yeah, what do you got planned for today?
I'm trying to sit still.
Trying to sit still?
Yeah, because...
Well, you're simply you got Hendrix. You just trying to get up every day. How'd that turn out?
From before.
What happened?
No, I'm going to try to let it peace out. Let it peace out.
He's letting it peace out.
What's that?
But last time I was here, y'all remember?
Yeah, we remember. Couldn't we remember?
See?
My God. Would you please? Go on.
And it wasn't that bad. I mean, I can tell the truth or I can lie.
We always like the truth here on Monte DeFaro, Mr. Jannetty.
Well, you can give us your version.
Well, yeah.
I don't know what that's going to be, but this should be cute. Go on.
Look, man, when I come...
You're all good. You're all good.
Don't forget, he's watching. Go on.
No, it was just some things, and I got no problem saying.
Go ahead.
Last time I came up, yeah, I was pain pilled up.
Yeah,
I hope I can't go to jail for that.
No, you're all good.
Come on now.
I'd be pain filled up.
What causes something like that to happen?
With my ankles?
No, with the medication. What causes that to happen?
Well, I mean, when you're in so much pain, and man, it's so hard now to get it. The doctors are
obviously,
all, you know, because everybody's dying.
Do you have a regular doctor?
Yeah.
You have someone you go to consistently. They backed off.
They give you so much.
Okay.
All the time and the week and the dose because of all the.
Okay. Can I ask you honestly, are you aware of what's going on sometimes when you take the pills and go, oh, what did I just do?
I get embarrassed by it.
Okay.
But, you know, when I'm taking them, I'm trying to kill this pain.
Obviously. No one questions what you've put your body through.
I actually have one of the crutches, which is embarrassing.
Right.
You're a big bad wrestler.
You right. You're also full of pizza dough too. So.
Oh my God! Right? Yeah.
Just saying.
You know where, you remember that was from? The best pizza place in the Long Island.
Really? What was that? Joey's.
I can't remember.
I thought it was called Shitholios. What the fuck do I know?
Well, anyway, Marty, we got a glass table for you if you need it, so you're all good.
A glass table?
It's a mirror. I'm sorry.
Why is this white powder and stuff on there? And then you're going.
It's residue from last show.
Oh my god!
From last year you were here.
Going to say.
And if you use that table, there's really no excuse because you can see what you're doing.
According to the man, it was in the bathroom. It happened in the bathroom.
The man? Yeah. I didn't know the man showed up.
That man would be me.
Oh, you're the man.
I would be the man.
Officer Monty. Very interesting. Uh-oh.
Police officer Monty. Well, you know, listen. If we could get past it, we'll get past it, right? I, you know what? I at least give you. Credit for coming back on the show.
Absolutely.
Why would
he? I don't know. Maybe you're scared. I don't know.
What?
If you think of a reason to come during the show, let me know.
Oh,
really?
A what? I didn't catch that.
Repeat that one more time and we'll see what happens.
Please.
Tough guy.
Man, either you did your homework or you didn't.
Was your next line going to be "Get Froggy"?
What?
Guys.
What's Froggy?
Listen, dude, I'm trying to show you respect because of your legendary status.
Yeah.
Okay, and we're a wrestling show, and a lot
you
of wrestling fans.
Damage that with the bullshit you were saying.
Why? What you call it bullshit? I don't call it bullshit. I'm trying to keep it real, bro.
I was in there doing what I had to do.
Listen. Let me tell you something.
I could have been like Sid Vicious and just said, "Hell with y'all, I ain't showing up."
Yeah, you could have.
Or like a question.
So I give you, I give you credit for being more of a man than Sid.
I ain't talking about
now. No, it's fine.
But I mean, I could have done that, but I wasn't going to do that.
But I'm going to keep it real, bro. Right? We're all human beings, and you know what?
Too real right now.
Again. You got to be, listen, dude, got to be careful who you speak to, right? I'm a 51-year-old guy, and no matter who you think you are, you know, this could be a problem. So let's keep this cool, right? Because this is, oh, now he's going to turn the fucking microphone. Oh, tough guy. Oh.
Okay, now keep talking.
At what point am I allowed?
This is your fucking buddy,
At what point am I allowed to
say anything? Oh, no, so you're hands off.
Now, hold on a second. At what point am I allowed to say anything?
Go ahead, say
something. Can I say something? The only thing I'll say to Marty Jannetty is this. I have loved wrestling since I was a child, okay? And I was a fan of yours since I was a young man. I've always loved you. I've always rooted for you, you know? You were our first signing. You are our first... You know what? Fuck this shit. You are our first guy. You are our first guy. You have any idea how excited I was that you were coming?
Then why'd you let that man...
Hold on. No. This man's also my best friend from childhood.
Okay. Can you hear my microphone? I don't know if you don't have the microphone in front of you, so you want people to hear what you're saying. I don't know. I'll guide you that way, too.
All I'm saying is this. Just for a second, try to put yourself for 1 minute in my position, okay? I was so excited you were coming, right?
That was
the... When you showed up, I don't want to start getting into where you were previous that day, but I feel like a puppet master was playing some games with you, and it really disturbed me.
Yo, Jimmy, you know what? I appreciate.
And I'm not putting it on Marty, by the way.
Okay, so I appreciate.
I'm putting it on the puppet master.
I appreciate.
I'm putting it on the puppet master.
You're giving that person that much credit?
You know what?
Because that's way more.
Listen, dude,
you're making a show about somebody else. This is a grown ass man.
I'm trying to explain.
This
how
is a grown ass man.
Day.
Yo,
I
dude,
understand he's a grown. I'm trying to explain to him how this felt.
I'm about
from
to fucking. I'm serious. I'm about to fucking walk right the fuck out. Because this is the shit I knew was going to happen.
What do you mean?
This is the bullshit.
Well, what
you're
you
fucking
like
kowtowing to him.
I'm not kowtowing to him at all.
Well, this is.
I'm explaining to him how I
knew.
I felt.
Look, I knew it could two different ways.
You want to fight him? Go ahead. I'm not out of the way. And you can, you two can fucking have at it, because at the end of the day, this was
about... You know
about,
what? I actually don't mind that goddamn shit.
Easy, bro! Easy! All right, stop.
Let go, Marty! I'll fucking let go, Marty!
Stop!
You let go right now.
Stop.
Let go.
All right, calm down.
What are you coming after him for?
Did you see what we just did?
Yeah, that's what you assaulted him, you fuck! That's what I saw!
All right, let me back him up. Back up. Ooh.
Right. Big tough guy, huh?
Calm down. It's my fault.
I'll take anything you throw at me, motherfucker! What?! Respect the hell out of you! What are you doing, bro?
Take your jacket.
And if you need to know how to control your best friend, you said.
Alright. It's my fault.
The fuck, Marty? Marty, man, what the fuck, bro?
That was bad. That was bad. Oh, we're still in the air.
Are you alright?
Yeah. We're still in the air, bro.
Take the interview. I'll be back in a minute.
You alright?
Yeah, sit down.
Okay, sure, I'll fix it.
Finish your application.
No, I got it.
Finish the interview. I'll be back.
Finish the interview?
I'll be right back. Relax.
Fuck that. I want a cigarette.
No.
No!
We're playing right now.
We are? This is a game?
We're on air.
Oh, we're still on air?
Yeah.
This whole fucking time?
It's on air. It's not a game.
Why don't you come down, butcher? You come down too!
Stop. You're breaking shit.
You've got me good in a hope that I just can't defuse. But I know, the tricks up your sleeve. You and I used to sing just to pass by the time. And I can't let go, without a thought to thought to wear a song made. Some ring away, but the echo of yours seem to stay. Lately when I listen close, what I hear may be fake. So you be real now, and I'll be honest.
Hey, it's me, WWE Hall of Famer from the LOD, Road Warrior Animal. And who are you?
Yeah, I gotta do this when? Now? I'm watching a match. What is now? Now is... Oh, now. Yeah. Thanks. Hey, this is the Pharaoh from Monty and the Pharaoh. I just want to say thank you to our subscribers as we now have hit the 10,000 plateau. Thank you to all our subscribers out there. But I'm going to ask our subscribers to take the next step for us and become a full-fledged YouTube Monty and the Pharaoh member. Yes, that's right, folks. You can check it out. We've got three different levels. There's free shirts. There's free autographs. There's all sorts of perks for our members. There is nothing more we enjoy than giving you this program. And to do that, we need your support, and we appreciate your support. This is Jimmy Pharaoh, and don't forget to check out Monty and the Pharaoh every Thursday from Indie Music TV and on Cablevision here locally in New York. Long Island's number one pro wrestling broadcast, Monty and the Pharaoh. Later. Is that good enough for you? Can I finish this? Lesnar's killing him. I'm pissed.
All right, welcome to Long Island's number one pro wrestling broadcast, Monty the Pharaoh, seen here every Thursday at 9 p.m. out of Indie Music TV in Ronkonkoma, Long Island. Matty Ice at the board, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great as always. How are you?
All right, man. Always glad to see you, and I'm going to see you Saturday morning as we're going to have Money Inc. in studio from 10 a.m. till 12. Ted DiBiase and Mike Rotundo. I'm a little froggy. To the right. The star of the show, Jimmy Pharaoh. What's up, brother?
Yep, back again. What's going on?
How you feeling?
Oh, man, I'm in pain today.
What's going on?
There's something wrong with my neck.
Got a little neck problem happening?
Yeah. It's like all numb and tingly over
here.
I was thinking maybe
Gangrel from Sunday might have bit your neck. You might feel like...
I should have picked another body part. No, we're good. Besides, vampires eat fruit cups.
Vampires eat fruit cups.
They eat fruit cups. I saw one. I saw a vampire eating a fruit cup. It was different.
Listen, so we got to clear the air on some stuff before we get to Tony Atlas is going to clear what's going on with his mind. We'll be dialing up Tony shortly.
Fair enough.
But let's talk about a little bit of, we were discussing before the show, King Kong versus Godzilla has come up on HBO.
We're going to do
this
right away,
and I want the fans out there to understand, if you root for Godzilla, it's friggin' un-American, people.
God.
Come on, let's get realistic
here.
You're
playing the snowflake race card on Godzilla. What is wrong with you?
Dude, why are you so, like... anti-Kong.
I'm not anti-Kong.
Why are you so pro,
I'm just pro-Godzilla. I've always been a Godzilla first guy. And I'm learning later on in life that I'm a lousy American for doing such. You've guilted me. What's going on here? Why is it wrong to like Godzilla more than King Kong? What makes me unpatriotic? I pay my taxes. I sing the Star Spangled Banner. I know the words.
I understand.
You know?
I understand.
So what's the issue? Just because I find Godzilla to be much more of a badass than King Kong.
Because you were making King Kong to turn out to be, feel like he's a wimp.
Well, if you throw shots at Godzilla, my inner Zilla will come out.
I can't even believe that you call him Zilla.
Love Zilla. Well, actually, that's my nickname for him. But Zilla now technically is known as that 1998 Matthew Broderick bomb
that came out. Terrible.
Iguana is known as Zilla now, nowadays. But, you know, he was always Zilla to me before the Iguana showed up in 98. Oh, well.
I hear
you. You know.
So the fans are in a tizzy about the Peacock Network. it's really knocking out material from the 1988-98 Raw segment.
Right.
And they're knocking out all the old, you know, not the old school stuff, but the
sounds like
Attitude
the
Era stuff. And they knocked out the Piper thing. What are your feelings on that whole thing?
I got to side with, and you know what? It was kind of refreshing to hear on WFAN here in New York, Evan Roberts, who's a pro wrestling fan, going off on this subject, while Carton looked at him like, who cares? My sandwich is delicious today. He could care less about pro wrestling. And there's Evan Roberts going, and I agreed with him. He goes, I, as the paying adult consumer, know exactly what I'm purchasing when I purchase the WWE Network. Don't censor my pro wrestling.
Well,
so I'm pretty angry about it too. You might as well take most of the Attitude Era now and flag it. I mean, come on, man. And where's the WWE to go to Peacock? I guess they got their money. Who cares? But they, you know, go to. What are you doing? That's part of our history. What are you?
Well,
doing?
Let me ask you this: You're the Peacock Network. You've rented the WWE Network.
I guess it's
four
their right.
5 years.
Right.
You want to make sure you don't offend anybody, right? Because you want people dropping subscriptions. So you got to understand
wrestling.
Where they're coming from.
I mean, what do they? What do they think they purchased? You know. I mean, if you purchase the Black Sabbath catalog, the odds are that there might be some controversial material
in there. Is there a
big, to some,
but
not
is
me.
It a big deal to not have the Piper Bad News Brown match?
I mean, no,
really,
I'm okay with
really
that. I mean, I get that part, but you know, some of that stuff was absolutely not meant in. You know, some of it doesn't have to be censored. Let's see what they do with it. Let's see how much more we wind up going. Wait a minute, what happened to Trish Stratus's cleavage?
Yeah, well, I heard they're also blowing out the Stone Cold middle finger.
Oh no! Now we're going too. Far.
I've got the Peacock Network though. It's a much more difficult to maneuver around than the WWE Network.
I hate it.
It's
not. So far, I hate it. I did get it.
Oh, you did.
I did. I persevered and I got it. And the first thing
it's
I went
actually to, cheaper than the network.
But. Yeah, but here's the problem. The first thing I went to look for, because we're a couple of fossils, you know, I went to look for All Star Wrestling and it's not there. Well, it'll be around in like 6 to 8 months. I don't trust you. I'm not so sure we're going to get a lot of that classic material that we had on the old network.
But you got the Young Rock.
Oh, I'm so... Well, outside of Sheiky Baby, am I really...
Sheiky,
you know,
Baby's pouring himself out to every podcast
Sheiky
and
Baby.
Out there, man. He's on
Sheiky
every
Baby. How could you do
Sheiky
that?
Baby
you make
on
us
every
look
podcast.
Like, you make us look like Jabroni. Batu.
I'm done with Sheiky Baby.
Come on.
He's on every fucking podcast
oh my
out there.
God. That's terrible.
Oh, my God. Our friend superstar Billy Graham. Posted recently, Jinxed and Haunted by a Child. This is what Billy had to say, fans. Hello, fans. As you can see with your own eyes on this program, it is obvious that I, an adult male, was replaced by a mere child that looked like he was still growing through puberty. Every time I heard Backlund whisper into the microphone held by Vince Jr. and call it a promo, I'd get physically ill. From the explosion... to a barely audible, well, Vince, I will do my best, I would say to myself, and this child's going to replace me? The fix was in. And
the
yes,
fix.
It was a dark cloud over my sellout after sellout at MSG and dark. Other arenas.
Dark cloud.
I have nothing more to say about this disgraceful debacle. Superstar Billy Graham. Thoughts?
Really? You really want the thoughts on this?
Absolutely.
Okay, well... He was referring to the program when he says, as you could see with your own eyes, this was one of those classic programs that would come out every month at the Garden. And he's referring to Backlund as a child, as basically a boy. This child is going to replace me. Well, here's the best part. And we talked about this earlier on the phone. Here's a couple of facts for you, superstar Billy Graham. Bob Backlund was the headline main event champion at the Madison Square Garden. And we watched it sell out one time after another for almost 6 years. Okay, his resume speaks for itself. Secondly, as we all know, and Backlund confirmed, and as you know too, superstar, you know it, that this child would have beat your ass in, for real.
Right.
If you had a problem behind the scenes and you were going to try to pull some shit when it was your time to do the job to Bob, he would have beat your ass if you had tried to do anything else. I don't know what his problem is nowadays. It's sad to see him do stuff like this. Backlund respects him. Backlund talked about him in a respectful tone.
Did you think he respected him from the book?
I think he respected him enough. He told the truth. Does that make him, you know, a dick? I don't think so. I thought Backlund told the truth with the utmost grace you possibly can when you're talking about someone else having a problem with you becoming champion.
Sure.
I don't think he sat there and bashed him. He was even grateful to him for their initial first conversation that got Bob thinking about wrestling in the first place. Mm. I thought Bob was very respectful. You know, he wasn't calling him the names that I'm hearing here. This child, you know, this boy, you know, basically, I don't agree. I don't know why he has to do this late in his life here, you know, talk this way. It doesn't make him look very good, quite honestly. You know, the fix was in. The fix was, it's wrestling. The fix is in. I can't anymore.
Did Superstar Billy Graham? I didn't even look this up, and I should have. Do you think he really sold out every one of his main events?
Look, I think he did great, but the point is, do you really think that was going to last another 6-7 years? I don't think so.
That's the bigger problem. That's the bigger problem.
He thinks that his gimmick would have stayed that way forever, and I don't believe it at all.
If they would have turned him face, it wouldn't have lasted either.
And a great point you made to me, too. If that gimmick was so damn great, then how come he withered like a after those days of being champion?
Agreed.
Where was his heavyweight? Where was his NWA heavyweight title? Where was his AWA heavyweight title? Why didn't he just turn around and go, well, I'm a main event guy, I'll show you? Because when AJ Styles knew he was a main event guy in TNA, wouldn't, he knew it. He had to go somewhere else. Goes to Japan, main event guy. Goes to WWE, main event guy.
Right.
You know, AJ Styles has more staying power. What are we talking about here? You know? I don't know, man. I think what's disgraceful is saying these sorts of things about Bob.
Rob Delaney says out there, they dropped the ball not making Superstar champ.
Who's they?
I don't know.
Who dropped the ball?
Well, the WWE did make him champ.
He was champ.
Now, if he's trying to say that they should have let him stay face, and
interesting.
I could have gotten another year or two. Disagree. I don't think he was.
Could have gotten another year or two, maybe.
Yeah,
but that's it.
Vince D says out there, Superstar was not a good wrestler. No, but he had it.
No, he did have it.
People wanted to see him.
He absolutely had a killer look. He could talk killer. He had it factor.
Listen, Vince Sr. knew what he was doing.
He could tell a good tale in the ring.
He put the strap on Backlund. It made sense. Look, guys, the WWE ran their business with the faces champion, bringing the bad guys, rotate them out. They weren't a traveling band like the NWA back in the day, where your bad guy champion would take on the face of your
regional
organization.
Go from town to town, town to town. You know, and you know what else gets lost in this? Because this is the days before kayfabe. Bob Backlund was a legitimate athlete.
Yeah.
And that did play into his aura. I don't know if people at home that didn't see that time period realized that. Mm. That was a huge part of his aura. A former national champion who you knew could pin somebody in a second. And his strength was ridiculous.
Absolutely.
Ridiculous. Off the charts.
I would like to thank the band that sings the theme song for the Monty and the Pharaoh Show, our own Jimmy Pharaoh, along with his partner, Bart Griggs, who we call the greatest songwriter in American history.
What is going on?
As part of the band Wisteria Hall. Wisteria Hall sings such great songs as In My Dreams, This Life, Not Far Behind, and Here Comes the Rain. You can find their music on Spotify, iTunes, and Reverb Nation. And I'm asking the fans out there, please go to the Wisteria Hall YouTube page. Give it a thumbs up. Please give it a like. Subscribe if you want. Greatly to support that band. This is the Monty and the Pharaoh Show. If you didn't know that, you could see Monty and the Pharaoh on the Monty and the Pharaoh YouTube page, the Monty and Pharaoh Facebook Live page. I am twisting my words. Hear us on the iHeartRadio, Spotify, Anchor. See us on Twitch TV, Monty and the Pharaoh. And channel 115 every Tuesday from 7 to 7:30. That's New York Cable.
Yeah.
Every Saturday from 6 a.m. to 6:30 on channel 115. And on channel 20, just a few hours from now, on Friday from 1 a.m. to 1:30.
Oh, lovely.
Coming up, we will be dialing up WWE Hall of Famer Tony Atlas. Again, we are diving into this local pool.
Me. Okay.
If anyone doesn't know, and there's a lot of people out there that do know, Tony posted that he's no longer going to appear on, I believe, what is it, the Boston Wrestling Federation page. I don't know if I'm naming it right.
Okay.
There was some sort of falling out. I know that the host is saying that there was a no-show going on with Tony. Again, I don't know everything that's going on.
Right.
Larry Love, what's up, brother? Thank you for joining us. Ricky B, again, thank you for joining us. Springer, you're a Springer. Thank you for joining us. Marty Greenfield, thank you for joining us. I know what Tony told me,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't make sense for me to repeat what Tony told me. So I asked Tony to come on, and he told me, Monty, you know, because he's a friend of the show.
Sure.
He said, this is the one and only time I'm going to speak about this situation.
Okay.
All right. So I know the people want to hear. I just ask everybody to be respectful, and I know you are. And we're going to go to a quick commercial break. I'm going to make sure dial up Tony, make sure the sound is good so everybody could hear. Please get your questions in for Tony after he tells the story. I will certainly do that. Marty Greenfield, you're saying that Pete Sanchez was a good wrestler. One of our favorites.
Pete Sanchez.
I'll be right back after this commercial break. You might have to run on a little
long. You need a body shop? You need engine repair? Auto Excellence. Collision Specialists. 631-261-6420. That's 631-261-6420. Auto Excellence.
Jeff Quest, graphics design, custom vinyl lettering, and all your art and video needs. 516-317-8204. That's for Jeff Quest, graphic design. The Monty and the Pharaoh Show is brought to you by...
Because wine is your second favorite four-letter word. California wine, New York attitude, good fucking wine.
Yeah.
Jimmy, I gotta take a dump.
What?
No, I mean I need a dumpster.
Well, for all those needs, you need to call Big V Dumpster Rental, Long Island, New York, 631-900-DUMP.
All right, welcome back to Long Island's number one pro wrestling broadcast, Monty Nefaro, only seen here out of Indie Music TV every Thursday at 9 p.m. to 10 p.m.?
Yeah, that's us.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Last I checked.
All right, on the phone.
On the phone.
Is Hall of Famer.
Mr. USA.
Tony Atlas.
How you doing, my good friend?
Good to see you, my friend. Good to hear
good
from
to
you.
Good to see you. Wow.
Well, good
do,
to hear from you.
You do have magical powers.
How you doing out there, man? How's everything going, Tony? What's going on?
What?
Well, I shouldn't have done it. But I went down to the zoo.
What?
And I climbed into the baboon cage.
No, no. No.
And I tried to kiss a baboon.
What?
How'd that go?
The baboon rejected me. Now, let me ask you something. Have you ever been rejected by a baboon?
I can't say I have.
I have not, but I've never attempted.
That is not a good feeling.
Did you bring some gum? To maybe it was your breath. I mean, what?
No, I like a baboon. If you look at him, they're very sexy. If you look at him from head, look at his brain is coming out of his rectum. That's sexy. I mean, you talk to a guy that let women kick him.
Yeah, this is true.
You're in
a
nut house now, so...
Nut house now?
Tony, I gotta tell you, I can't wait till you come into the area. You're gonna be doing an event with one of our sponsors in Port Jefferson, TAG, which is an art gallery. We're looking forward to that.
Well, thank you.
It's gonna be great. So, Tony, we spoke last Friday, and... you got a bunch of people watching right now. Real quick, before, how's the audio, Matt? Got some guys saying the audio is not great.
It is not great.
What do I need to do? Hold on, people. Hang out, Tony. Hold on.
First, we all need to stop rushing and just relax. I'm in no hurry.
All right. I just want to make sure your audio is good. Hang in there, buddy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Matty Ice's backside.
Switch
oh! He's slick. He went to another. Wait a minute. What are the fans looking at?
I wish I was drinking right now. All right. How does this sound, Matty?
Testing.
All right, Tony. All right. So, Tony, I know we're not rushing, but we had some fans here. Obviously, you have a relationship with the Boston Wrestling YouTube channel. You're on there a lot. People love you. As you know, people love when you come on this show also. We spoke on Friday. There was something going on the internet. Can you tell the people? Matt, are we all right? Hold on, Tony. Hold on. Are we okay?
Nope.
All right, hold on, Tony. The audio is not great. I want to make sure everybody can hear what you're saying.
Okay.
This will happen sometimes, folks. I'm sorry with the microphone in. Hold on.
Yeah, with me too. Sometimes I have gas, sometimes I don't.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
Yeah, I got a funny butt.
What'd you have for lunch, baboon?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, the ancient baboon. All right.
You know, baboon have very sexy feet, right, Tony? Baboons?
No, see, I'm not into feet.
Oh, you're not? Oh, that's right, you're into shoes. Shoes.
Sneakers.
He's into sneakers. So it's sneakers. It's not high heels or anything.
No, he's into, like, the shoes.
Oh, he's into
themselves.
All sorts of different shoes. How do you feel about flip-flops, Tony?
No.
No?
No, slip on.
All right, so Tony, they're telling me the sound is good. So let's get back to this.
Yeah.
You called me on Friday. I asked you what was going on with the social media. The fans want to know, why will they not see Tony Atlas on the Boston Wrestling, and if I'm saying the channel wrong, I apologize, Wrestling Federation.
When I was a kid, I used to walk to and from the gym every day. Then I met this lady. She said, "Tony, you know you can say stuff a lot of time if you just catch the bus." "What bus?" She said, "Come on, I'll show you." This lady walked up to the bus station, and at that time, you know, like, we're like 5 cents. You give a guy 5 cents, he took me downtown. The bus station was there, the bus stop was on one block from my house, and he dropped me right off, right by the YMCA. I walk up the hill, I could work out. So all the energy I used to use walking, you know, I found out about that bus.
Okay.
Then, when I got into wrestling, George Scott, the guy that trained me, my mentor, my true father, George Scott, my true father, was Scotsman, used to be the Fran Scott's brothers. And he was a booker in Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling back in the 70s. Great booker. He's the one that really created WCW and everything. I mean, he created Ric Flair, all these stars, Rick Steamboat. You know, George Scott was a very brilliant man. But he knew my background and everything, so he became like more like a dad to me than a promoter or a booker or anything else. George Scott said, "Tony, you have to become independent. But if you don't take care of you, nobody else will." And so he said, "You got to get a car." He said, "In this business, you just need a pair of trunks, a pair of boots, a car, and a telephone. That's all you needed when I first started." So I said, "Oh, okay." So I went and did what George Scott did. Then I became a little independent. I went where I want to go and didn't have to depend on people to take me nowhere. Didn't have to walk, didn't have to take no bus. I had a car. So then I learned a lot of other stuff. I went to WWE back in 2008. And it's a thing that was, I went back to the, I traveled with Mark Henry. And then when I came back, I was, the gym that I used to work at that I had to quit because I had under contract with Vince, And I said, Tony, you just went with Vince for 1 week and you on the internet already. I said, what the hell? What the hell I do? So anyway, he took me in, he turned on his computer. I never pay no attention to them, that gun computer. He turned on his computer and he said, look, that's you. And I was fussing with Mark Henry. And guess what we were fussing over?
What?
Mark Henry had no maps in his car. I'm going, Mark, how in the hell are we going to find our way on the highway? You ain't got no map. Mark Henry's going, Tony, we don't use maps no more. We got a GPS. I said, GP what? He said, GPS. I said, oh, Mark, come on now. Everybody, I ain't trusting that damn machine. I need a map. So somebody was taping this because it was funny as shit to him. And we standing by the truck taking our bags out, and I'm fussing with Mark in it. So what I did, I walked all the way to some place that the fans, some of the wrestling fans told me, and I bought me a map. So Mark Henry started laughing at me. He said, Tony, he said, I tell you what, we get to the next town, you get your own rental car, I get a rental car, I use my GPS, you use your map, and see who get there the first. I learned about that daggum GPS. Then I got, Mark Henry said, the office told me to tell you, Tony, you need a cell phone. I said, why? I got a home phone. I don't need no cell phone. More money. Mark Henry said, Tony, come on, man. You need a cell phone. The office need to be able to get a hold of you. They got to send you email. They email you a ticket. I said, why they can't drop it off in the mailbox? Mark Henry said, no, Tony, there's no more mailbox. You have to, they're going to email you your ticket. Okay? So finally, I got one of these deck gum cell phones. I had an email when I worked with WWE. Once I got rid of WWE, I went back to being Tony again. Then the coronavirus hit. And then people started calling me to do these virtual stuff. Everything was over the computer. I had so many shows booked, and I don't know how many times. And I'm sure my story is no different than any other old timer out there. A guy would call you up, give you a date. We'll give you a date. Then a week or two later, I'm sorry, Tony, this and that we can't do the show, but, we got your man for the future, don't worry about it, you stay with us, you stick with us, you'll be fought through silk.
Sure.
I hear that so many times.
Sure.
Then I started thinking, George Scott said, if you don't take care of you, nobody else will. You need to be independent in this business. I listen more to my mom now that she is deceased than I did when she was living. I listen to more to my father, the only father I ever knew, George Scott, more now than I did when he was living. This man didn't know me. He's from Canada. He took me off the street, made me a star, protected me. I remember the old time wrestlers used to always talk about, George like him. I hear that all the time back in the day. George Scott likes him. Vince would have never took me back if it wasn't for George Scott. Mm. And if you notice, when Vince fired George Scott from WWF, and George Scott got a job down in Texas as the booker, I went with him. That's when the Black Superman came up. I guess all this stuff. But anyway, getting back to what you asked me. You know how Tony is. I ramble a lot. But anyway, the coronavirus. Well, first, no, let me back up a little bit. The first thing that happened in my life, my wife had a stroke.
Okay.
The woman that saved my life. I'm going to tell all y'all this.
I would have died 31 years ago. Y'all be talking about the late Tony Atlas. If it wasn't for Monica. This woman was walking home one day, saw me sleeping on a park bench in the snowstorm. Winds 40 to 50 miles per hour. Temperature in the 20s. And I'm laying on a park bench. I knew more millionaires than Rockefeller and couldn't get a fucking quarter. That's why so many freaking Americans are so freaking pissed off. I watch the TV. The only freaking time I hear any politician fuss about how much money the government is spending when they want to spend it on us. Yeah, I want my $1,400. Fucking yay, I pay taxes. If I was from another country, you give it to me, you give me a hell of a lot more. You understand? We take care of every freaking body but us. There shouldn't be no, we shouldn't be having no hard time. We pray about, we number one, we did that, 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 that. Infrastructure, infrastructure. Yes, fix the freaking infrastructure. You know what went up upstate New York? It takes me an hour to get across the fucking George Washington Bridge. Are you ripping me? Yeah, we need to put money into us. We need to think about us. So, getting back, you know how Tony is, and whatever, I've been drinking, y'all. So, I tell all your fans, Marty, tell all your fans, Tony been drinking. Go ahead, Marty.
Tony's been drinking, people. Tony's been drinking.
I love you, brother.
No, I love you too, brother.
I love you. Loosen my ass up before I get too tight.
Tony, don't feel...
Right now, Marty, I'm tighter than than an ass stretch over a bass drum. That's tight, brother.
I hear you.
Yeah, but getting back to what you and the fans been waiting all night to hear, the corona, my wife had a stroke. She went to the hospital. And they told me for the rest of her life, she's going to need 24-hour care. She could never be left alone again. And she was there for me when nobody else was. She looked at me that day and she said this to me. If you need a place to stay, you can stay with me. If you need a place to stay, you can stay with me. Didn't ask me for nothing. She brought me home. Now, man, you, then we're going to go over the time, Marty, that you wanted me to do, but let me talk about it. I ain't got long on this earth, okay?
It's all yours. You okay with that, right, Farrell?
Yeah, I got all
of my friends dead. I don't have long on this earth.
Don't be in a hurry to go, Tony. Slow down, brother, but yeah, go on, man.
All right. Thank you, my brother. Love you to death.
You too, bro. Anyway, and you're not alone drunk, by the way.
It bothered me. This is my wife.
Sure.
I've never been with a white woman a day in my life. Nah. It was bad for my career. So when I saw a white woman, I ran from her. I got a fucking full from her. And I possibly can. Because I know I've been in this business. I know what's going on. If my mom says, fuck the dumb shit. We know what the real deal is, okay? Let's get, we're grown up now.
Sure.
If grown-ups cannot discuss problems sensibly and honestly, then we're not grown yet. We're just kids in men's and women's bodies.
Understood.
Yeah. I'm an old man now. I ain't got long to live. I'm going to tell you what I got to say now. That's a good thing about being old. You don't give a shit what you say anymore. I love Trump. People should tell you why you like Donald Trump. I mean, he's old. You ever know how we talk to an old person and tell you to go ask yourself real quick?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, brother, we know we ain't got long here.
Well, that's us.
Yeah, that's right. You're going to learn that, too, one day.
I'm not in a hurry. Wait, slow down. I'm not in a hurry. Wait.
There ain't no hurry. It's coming. And you know what happens when you get old, you're going to look back, and you're going to say, damn.
That was quick.
Yes. Yeah. Feel like yesterday.
Yep.
But anyway, getting back, so she took me in. She took my clothes. She threw out the window. Why you think she done that?
Because you're Mr. USA and she wanted to see you in the nude?
No, I ain't took a fucking shower in a year and a half.
Oh, my God. Oh,
what? Stop and think for 1 minute. If you homeless, where are you going to take a shower?
Very true. Very true. Oy.
Stop. Grow up.
Oh, God.
When people look at homeless, they forget. Then where they going to take a shower? Where you take a shit? Mm. What you wipe with?
Right. Sure.
I lived that.
Sure. Understood.
I lived it for a year and a half. Until this woman came along. And said, you can stay with me. I slept on her kitchen floor on blankets. Vomited. All over myself. My stomach couldn't hold food. She started feeding me. She tried to fatten me up the front. Won't make me vomit. I vomited for a week. Hmm. And this woman held me in her arms, set up. And this woman worked. Got up, had to be at work at 7 in the morning. She had no car. She never drove. She's from Germany. She walked to work and walked back. And the walk was 1 mile. She walked 1 mile to work and 1 mile back. The place she worked at Clover Manor. If you ever come to Maine, you look at Main Street, you look it on the map. I can give you the address. You can map it all out. It's 1 mile. And she did it every day. She came home and she fell out. She had a daughter that she raised here by herself. She'd been raped multiple times. Because we take advantage of other people because we think they are less than us. She couldn't speak English good, so when she came to New York, when she first came here, the people took advantage of her. And when I met her, I told her, nobody is ever going to take advantage of you again. You are my woman from here on out. She faced racism. They told my wife when she married me, why you married that disgusted ass nigger? That's what they told my wife. My wife said, I'm not used to this. We don't have this in Germany. Mm. I said, you kidding me? She said, no, Germans are not racist. I didn't believe her. I went to Germany. Guess what? You're not racist. If I hit the lottery right now today, I'd move to Germany. Right now today, I would treat it like gold there. I would treat it like gold when I went to the Middle East. Kuwait, they treat me like gold. Japan, they treat me like gold. England, they treat me like gold. These are all the things that, see, what happened with me and Dan got nothing. Let me set the record straight on Dan right now, okay? You ready?
Sure.
Ready.
Dan is a wonderful person. Hard worker, dedicated. Just ain't got enough money to do what he want to do. Great idea, just don't have the financial backings. You hear him many times say, we need to keep these wrestlers working. And that's what he wanted to do. He really, really, really wanted to do this. You got another guy, John Callahan, MJ collection. He really, really want to do.
By the way, he's a sponsor of the show, Tony.
Yeah, you got Mario Mancini. Really, really, really want to do. You got Joe Brewer. We know this. The problem is they can't afford us. You know that, Marty.
Yep.
A wrestler got to make a living. But let's say, for example, you know, I'm just going to throw some numbers out, not no exact figure. Let's say you offer a wrestler $500 to do something. When the wrestler is driving, he's going to spend at least $250 to $300 to get there and back home. So to that wrestler, that's a $200 payday. See, when I said Dad paid me $200, I thought he ducked my expense. He paid me $200. Mm-hmm. Five turned into two real quick. What happened with this window? When this virus hit, I used to get a rental car. I used to get a good deal. Nobody used to brag about it. If I wanted it for one day, I got it for $50. If I wanted it for the weekend, I got it for $120. Guess what happened? After the virus. That car cost me $90 now. Boston is only 120 miles from me and Dad. Mm-hmm. But it cost me $150 to go there and come back home now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tony, if I can ask you...
Remember what's called the... see, like I said, this got nothing to do with Dad.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't afford to work with him anymore. And he can't afford to pay me more. He's tried his best. He tried. God bless me. That man busts his fucking ass. He's a great guy. I love Dad. I just can't work for him no more at them prices. And he can't pay me no more.
Understood.
If he pay me more, I got to do more work. To do one of these drawings that everybody always asks me to do, if you notice, they're dots. How long you think to put them many fucking dots together?
Yeah.
Days. Days, my brother. Look at your picture. How long you think it took me to do one of them?
Mm-hmm. Long time. Long time.
Mm-hmm. Long time. So, well, let me try to sum this up so the fans could really understand what I'm getting at. So anyway, I learned about the bus. I learned about cars. I learned about cell phone. Then the virus hit, all my shows got canceled. And then George Floyd. And then George Floyd. And I said, Tony, every time you leave, you go into neighborhoods where people don't know you. You got out of town plates. When you get stopped, they're going to shove a gun in your face. It's not safe for you to be out there no more. What if you get stopped, Tony? Will you be living tomorrow? So when I'm doing a show now, I have to look at my life is on the line. Now, if they fly me, I'm safe as a bug, but I don't fly. They drive. I have to drive. I can get stopped. Then I'm dead. I'm a dead man. I'm a big black man with 21 and a half inch arms. What if I meet a 180-pound prick? What's going to happen to Tony Atlas? Mm. You tell me. Mm. Will I make it up when I go home that night?
Mm. Tony, can I ask you something? You worked with that Boston wrestling. I'm assuming for a little over a year. Are you startled that after just a couple of weeks of not being on the show with him that he's gone public? Because I wouldn't even know about this honestly if I hadn't heard him, you know, kind of taking shots at you. And I thought to myself, wow, is that all Tony Atlas is afforded? Is a couple of weeks before somebody goes public and starts firing shots at him? You worked with him for a year. Were you taken aback by that at least, or?
No. No.
Okay.
No. To be honest with you, no. See, when I got, You'll probably hear about this guy called Larry Hunter. Now, Larry Hunter, so people know who he is, he used to run shows up here in Maine. And he did the carnivals and stuff. Me and Larry worked together. You know, the pay was not a big pay, but Larry come back, picked me up at my house. You know, my wife loves him. You know, we like family. You know, I've been knowing Larry for 20 years. 20 years, okay? So I stopped promoting, and Larry took over where I left off at, up here in Maine. Mainers are different people than anywhere you're supposed to go. You know, we kind of like one big family up here. Hmm. There's no black people in Maine. There's no white people in Maine. There's no rich people in Maine. There's no poor people in Maine. There's no gay in Maine. There's no... Maine is the way life should be. And when I first came to Maine, this little kid saw me, and he told his dad about it. So I went in my... I had an apartment there, me and my wife. And the kid knocked on the door. My wife said, "Somebody want to see you." And my wife had his big glowing smile on the face because she loved kids, you know, and animals and flowers and all that. The first day I met my wife, she had me out there planting the freaking rose bushes every freaking way, you know, that dumb woman. But anyway, I unlocked my door, I signed the kid autograph, took a picture, got it, and the father turned to me and he asked me this: "Why you lock your door?" I said, "Told you to lock yours." You know, damnest thing over here in my life, you know. And he said, "Only when I'm out of town or go to sleep."